What's up, guys? Faruki Bros here, back with another video. And today for you guys, we're going to be doing another update on the Snyder Cut of Justice League. And this time we're going to be talking about Henry Cavill in particular and give our thoughts and reactions to why Henry Cavill hasn't been as supportive or as vocal about the cut as his Justice League cast member counterparts. So, and there's a bunch of other news too, so we'll get into all that right now. Big stuff this week is that, number one, Chris Terrio has promised that after Star Wars, he's going to be dropping some fire on the Snyder Cut. So, we know he wrote the script. He actually wrote two scripts. He wrote the original script, and he wrote the redone script, which actually is the Snyder Cut. And right now, he's working on Star Wars, so obviously, it makes sense why he can't say anything right now. The second thing is that Henry Cavill recently was asked about the Snyder Cut a couple of times in the last few days, and each time his answer has been a little disappointing, I would say, so we can get into that as well. And then finally, Zack Snyder did drop the actual physical film reels of the Snyder Cut of Justice League, where he confirms that it is 214 minutes, where it says Justice League Director's Cut, which is probably what the film will be called when it does come out. So a lot of stuff, a lot of things to talk about. At the point of this recording, he has not really been that vocal when it comes to the Snyder Cut stuff, when everyone else has. And there's various reasons why we might think, or he may or may not be doing it, but in your opinion, how come he hasn't been very supportive of it?
Because honestly, he has the most to lose. We talked about this before in other podcasts. It's divided between people who are completely safe in the role, like Jason and Gal Gadot. They're safe. They're no matter what they say, that's not going to be taken from them. We have guys like Ray and Ben who are completely out. So then they have nothing holding them back from saying something. And Ezra, he's obviously been supportive. He's not on any social platforms, but he's showing support for Snyder and his vision. Henry Cavill's the only one who's, is he Superman? Is he not? What's going on? So obviously there's a little fear he's feeling for his own career and his own as Superman. So I think that's like that must be the biggest reason why he hasn't said anything. The fact that he said he hasn't seen it or doesn't know if it exists or something like that, that was obviously very surprising to hear. I think more that he's just playing safe, saying what Dudley wants or would want him to say for the sake of his own role. And I guess you can't really knock that against him. He's just looking out for his own self-interest. But it is disappointing when the guy who cast you in this role, who got you as Superman, who gave you this chance, and now you're kind of turning your back on him. Like, it's surprising to see. But from the other side, you can see why he's doing it, and he's scared for his own future as Superman, which he obviously wants to continue.
Yeah, it's a sad thing to see, just because everybody else has chimed in. And to be honest, I am not buying talking about with Tim's recent interview about, Snyder Cut, does it exist, does it not exist? We worked on the movie. There's freaking 3.5 hours of footage, which a good part of that is probably you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he was joking about his mustache and stuff, and it just, I don't know, like, I personally don't feel like this, it's just very, you know, like, everyone has a certain level of loyalty to Zack Snyder. And I totally understand that he's in a different position than Jason Momoa, who hit a billion, and he's like a big star there now. And then with Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman, she has a movie coming out, and she's in that role too for a little while. Ben Affleck has nothing to lose because he walked away. And look, I understand that, like, he's trying to be Superman again, and that's great. But at the same time, it's just, you know, Zach, like you said before, Zack Snyder got you the role, and then you kind of. Yeah, he's been very critical too, like, you hated Batman Superman and that you didn't like the arc that was coming for the character. And now that you've been so silent on Justice League, or silent in the sense that you don't really support that cut, it seems like you weren't a big fan of what Zack Snyder was doing. So it's disappointing as a fan to see.
And, you know, I'm actually in a bit of a mix between you and Umar on this one. And you guys know, like, I want to see Superman on film again, you know, and there's that idea that, you know, where WB felt like Man of Steel, BVS, and Justice League that ruined the Superman character for Warner Brothers, and that's why they fridged him. That's why they said beginning that we have no interest in doing Superman movie ever again. But Batman never got fridged. Batman, the second Ben Affleck left, even before that, Robert Pattinson was already being ushered into the role. And this is a kind of a thing where people treat Batman and Superman differently, where if Batman, if he had a quote-unquote bad movie, like Justice League, well, he's not going to suffer because the character is so popular that Matt Reeves' movie is going to happen no matter what. But for Superman, it's like, okay, these three movies came out. You were the worst part of all three movies. Not according to me, according to how critics and some audience members react to those movies. So they're like, we're done with the character. And then what ends up happening is that there's a sense of desperation because Henry Cavill, clearly he loves Superman. He's obsessed with Superman. And for those of you guys who know, he was almost cast as Superman for J.J. Abrams' Superman Flyby. He was almost cast in Superman Returns. He lost both those roles. The first time he lost because the movie didn't come out. The second time he lost because they picked Brandon Routh over him. Right?
Who casted him for Man of Steel again?
Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
The point being that he was always in the running. Like, he was always almost there for Superman. But the point I'm making is that he doesn't have a sense of loyalty to Zack because he was already very close to getting the Superman role. Like, he didn't need Zack to be Superman. He felt like he was already on the path to being Superman sooner or later, right? And listen, alternate reality, if Bryan Singer casted him in Superman Returns and that movie came out and performed the same way, right now we would never have a discussion with Henry Cavill ever again, right? Maybe he'd be the one who'd be on the CW right now. So it's funny how different, like, the hand of fate in a sense where anything could have changed. Point being, and I'm rambling, but point being on the Snyder Cut, I wrote an article about this, so my point has kind of been made if you guys have kind of been following my stuff, but I do personally strongly believe that Danny Garcia, his management is a heavy portion of the blame goes to that side. It's not a coincidence that 1 month after Batman v Superman came out, he switched agencies. He got a new agent, and the second he got a new agent, the whole tune changed. His approach to the character changed. He started throwing a money fit, and that's why he's not in Shazam. No matter what anyone says that, oh, he was in Shazam because of scheduling. He wasn't in Shazam only because he didn't get the contract he wanted. And from some sources, they're saying he wanted the Gal Gadot money, which he was never going to get. But again, let's keep continuing the conversation, the thread line. And it's something obviously we can't say that we have some know-how about, but like based on kind of the public information at hand, Henry Cavill is not supporting the Snyder Cut for two reasons. One is everything Zion was saying, which is he's right about that, that he is muffled. He knows that if a Snyder Cut comes out, asking for the Snyder Cut, and let's say it did come out, and listen, what assumption are we under that the Snyder Cut's going to get good reviews? We love Zack Snyder's work. He's a freaking genius. But these critics, they have their knives already sharpened. They already know they're going to kill this movie when it comes out. And when one more anti-Henry Cavill movie that comes out, it will bury him as Superman. And we already heard that it's not a great rumor, but that Warner Brothers is thinking about another actor as Superman, a younger actor. So Warner Bros. Doesn't even want Henry Cavill. Like, that's the funny thing. They have no interest in the guy. So, really, they're waiting on any one director who can magically save him. And in this case, clearly, it's only J.J. Abrams, right? And before we keep going, guys, just have a quick word from today's sponsor. So, guys, today's video is sponsored by Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community for creators with more than 25,000 classes in design, business, and more. Premium membership gives you unlimited access, so you can join the classes and communities that are just right for you. Whether you want to fuel your curiosity, creativity, or even your career, Skillshare is the perfect place to keep you learning and thriving. Personally speaking, Skillshare has been great for comic book debate. The videos you've been watching and the podcasts you've been listening to, a lot of things are learned off of Skillshare. Skillshare is also super affordable. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month. And because Skillshare is sponsoring this video, you can sign up with the link in the description and get a 2-month free trial. Check it out, guys. Now, guys, let's get back to the video.
The thing about Batman and how they're so quickly to jump to the next Batman film compared to Superman is because more times than not, Batman's succeeded. But Superman in the modern era, as far as the critics are concerned, it's been failing since Superman 3. So for 35 years Superman's been failing, according to them. Obviously, as a fans, we love Man of Steel, love Batman Superman, but these critics, they hated it. So that's why when Warner Bros. Sees this, they're, it's no surprise they're much less confident in Superman than Batman, where Batman, one bad movie, you know, you have Schumacher's Batman and Robin. A few years later, Batman Begins comes and starts the greatest superhero trilogy of all time, you know? So they're not scared of keep trying with Batman because more times than not, it'll hit the mark. Unlike Superman, which, according to the critics, maybe according to Warner Bros., has been failing for close to 35 years.
Yeah, but they had Christopher Nolan. They had probably the greatest director in the world on those on that trilogy. And to be quite honest, they have not given Superman the same treatment anyways. Like, and those type of people, it's hard for them to make a Superman movie because Superman is a mythological, like, he's different than Batman in it that he's actually a freaking superhero in the sense that this man has powers, fam. He's not like a, like, you know, Christopher Nolan's Batman, in theory, can exist in the real world.
No, but
you're right. As you were saying before, when Snyder Cut comes out, people are going to try to kill it. And I'm sure that us as fans of his work will probably defend it for a little while, and then they'll talk about it for like 4 or 5 years.
What do you think that the Snyder Cut gets bad reviews, that Henry Cavill's chances of being Superman again?
Yeah,
remember,
they do that.
Henry Cavill
you're
doesn't
right.
care about the cut coming up because
you're right.
He's not getting paid. He wants to get a new movie where he gets a new paycheck, where he gets to start a new trilogy, you know?
Yep,
that's what he
right.
wants.
You're right.
So then why are we blaming
him? He'll get buried, and that's why.
So why are we blaming him then for not saying anything?
Well, it's still.
He's only looking out for himself. He's
for
looking
me,
out for
loyalty
himself.
Thing. I don't really care. Dude, he's not. Chances are this man is never going to play Superman ever again, no matter what. That's the chance. That's what it looks like. Because how do we know J.J. Abrams doesn't just pull up right now and is like, oh yeah, I'm going to go my own way? And
yeah.
Then they're going to start a new universe with Matt Reeves, Batman, and this thing. You never know what can happen, man. And
that's true. I mean,
just because J.J. Abrams is friends with Zack Snyder does not mean that he's going to continue with his Superman. And if anything, because he's friends with Zack Snyder and because of what we know, he might not want to continue with Henry Cavill for that reason, that he did not, the loyalty wasn't there. So, yeah, you never know. Like, Henry Cavill is in a weird situation, and I totally understand. But I think what he could have said, what would have been better, because I thought his comments were very genuine. Like, Henry Cavill knows that Snyder Cut exists. So for you to say that, oh, I don't know if one exists, I'm sure it's an assembly cut. Come on, man.
No,
like,
see,
he's saying what WB wants
now,
to hear.
Thomas,
bro.
Silence is almost better than this. This was negative. And trust me, let's not pretend. Why did Zach drop the picture today? He dropped it because Henry Cavill said, I don't know if it exists. All the news sites, they picked it up. They picked up the sound bites. So all these articles coming out saying, oh, Henry Cavill thinks the Snyder Cut doesn't even exist. They obviously will make it more clickbait. So then the campaign weakens because of it. And then Zach had to drop the picture that, oh, you don't think it exists? Let me just show you the actual reels. They're right here, you know? So it all led to the same thing. And it's one of those weird things because silence would have been better. Or he could have said that, oh, you know, I'm not at the liberty to talk about it, or I'd rather focus on Witcher. He could have actually done dodge the question.
That's
he,
what Chris Terrio said.
Yeah, that's literally
know,
what Terrio
I'll
said.
Talk about it after.
Yeah,
talk about it right
that's
now.
What Terrio said. He said, I'll talk
which
about it after.
Positive, which the fans will always interpret as a positive.
Yeah, so if
he
Henry
could have actually been so smart, he could have been like, I don't want to, I can't really talk about that. You know, and if he's not under NDA, just say the truth, man. Just be like, I'm interested. You know, if he just said, I'm interested in seeing how that pans out, and then just moved on, that would have been positive.
Yeah, that's what Jesse
like,
Eisenberg did. Jesse Eisenberg asked him.
This genius acted like the cut doesn't even exist. And now you have Zack Snyder, who freaking the director of the movie, throwing up at the same day, basically a day later, saying that, yeah, my cut exists. Don't act up. That's basically what he
and
said.
Not even that it exists like in some digital hard drive. It's physically there. The film is sitting in the lock and key director's cut, 214 minutes. But this goes to the next point, because I did want to break this down. Henry Cavill's words are very specific, and you have to keep breaking them down because he said the exact same speech to a lot of people in this press tour, and it's the same thing. He just kept saying the same thing to these three different people. He said, I love Man of Steel, and I want to continue the story from where that left off. He said that again and again and again, which gives me the idea, not the idea, but the concept that maybe the reason he doesn't want it out is because the future of Superman is to retcon BVS and JL out of existence. We've seen Terminator do it. Terminator, the recent one that came out, they deleted Terminator 3, Terminator 4, and Terminator 5. They said those movies do not count. Instead, only 1 and 2 count. We're going to continue. So, in theory, I'm just making, not just a spitballing, no one said this to me. Let's say J.J. Abrams said, okay, I like Man of Steel, but I want my own Lex Luthor. And
It won't work.
And he said, like, I just want a Man of Steel 2, like, that takes place after the Zod fight.
It won't work. You know why?
Why?
Because what's the studio that controls the entire game? Marvel Studios, okay? The MCU, they control the entire game when it comes to cinematic universes. And because for the past few years, especially the past few years, but like they've been doing it for like whatever, because it's been always a continuation, you can't just go back. I know they're doing it with Black Widow, but it's very, very different.
I mean, they did it with Wonder Woman.
They're not retconning anything.
But they also did it with Wonder Woman twice, and Wonder Woman 84 is a retcon movie in itself. The fact that Wonder Woman is walking
or something like that. So, but no one cares. Like, you can technically move on, and I think you don't have to go where Man of Steel left off. You don't have to do that, right? You have money. You have, to be honest, it would be cool to see, and I think J.J. Abrams would actually strike a balance between making the movie that Henry Cavill wants, which is him saving kittens out of trees, and a little bit more like, not darker, but like a little bit more like serious.
All right, listen. This is actually, maybe Henry Cavill's kind of onto something, because think about what, as far as WB is concerned, this is the best way. If you cut out Batman v Superman and Justice League, then you can easily incorporate Matt Reeves' Batman if Matt Reeves wants to, and then you create the new Justice League movie later on. And you can have the same guys like Jason Momoa, Gal Gadot back, and they won't be barred down by all the stuff that's happened.
No, the main thing is, if you take out BVS and JL, then suddenly the DCU is gone then forever. Because then you have a solo Superman trilogy, solo Wonder Woman, solo Aquaman.
Pieces there
to guard new
without
universe.
Any mess, you know? Yeah. Without any timeline continuity errors.
That's only if they want to pair Henry Cavill with Robert Pattinson.
I'm saying, as far as WB's concerned, there's a bigger chance that happens than they continue Superman's story in this universe.
I think they can do that in 10 seconds with Flashpoint. So I just think there's easier ways to do that.
But
to retcon everything from the past. You can literally keep everything from the past and just have the future keep going. We have a way, actually, of freaking putting Joaquin Phoenix in the universe.
Yeah.
And then have Robert Pattinson just be the younger Batman, where Flash goes and gets him back, goes back in time and just picks him up. Yeah. Like, there's ways to do things that are actually the fans would love. Like, the fans are actually still gonna have a hard time accepting, even if they hated those two movies, that because Marvel's doesn't have continuity issues and they've always made their movies a certain way, that is the standard that you're gonna get compared to regardless. And Justice League is a good example of them trying to like switch up in the middle of everything, and it doesn't work. The fans just won't accept it. I was actually watching Bob Iger. He was on Jimmy Kimmel, and he was talking about how why he went and got Spider-Man or tried to get Spider-Man back with the whole deal. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because it seems like one studio is very focused on giving the fans what they want, and they actually negotiate. They use that as a negotiating thing when they're talking, and the other studio doesn't know what the hell they're doing. It's weird.
I think the best case scenario for me, like if I was like shepherding the DCEU, I think you release a Snyder Cut. Snyder Cut comes out next year, let's say, right? Because there's no way a Superman solo movie can come out next year. The director isn't signed on yet. It's going to be a 2-3 year process. So let's assume that Man of Tomorrow is coming out in 2023, right? Set the date for that Superman movie. Snyder Cut comes out next year on HBO. It's whatever. It's a rated R movie. It goes to HBO. It doesn't mess up too many things. It's just there. You know, it's just fine. People have fun with it. If it does crazy numbers, all right. Bring the gang back together. I'm sure Ben Affleck will come back for Justice League 2, if maybe exclusive to HBO Max. But, like, if HBO Max wanted to do a solo universe, right? But
I think Henry Cavill's scared of that. I think he just doesn't want that.
Henry Cavill does not.
That will end his.
Yeah, it is what it is. He also doesn't like Zack's vision for Superman after BVS. Like, I think he loved Man of Steel, but everything BVS and forward, it wasn't doing it for him. Like, it got too dark for his Superman, and he always wanted to play. I think Omer's exaggerating. He didn't want to play saving kittens out of tree Superman. He wanted to play just the hopeful Superman. Like, you know, he wants to play the Superman that
he doesn't want Superman to go down in the dumps before it comes back up.
Yeah.
He just wants him to already be in the light.
Yeah, right? And it's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, Superman has been that more than he's not been that. And it's okay to challenge him. But I think the next is why I think I want JJ to be Superman, do the Superman movie, because he's a perfect director where he can make that action-packed, billion-dollar hit Superman movie that everyone will love. He'll fight Brainiac, something crazy like that. And people love it, you know? And I think with Henry Cavill, look, you work. Now, let's not joke around. What's easier than doing all of this? Just tell Henry Cavill, F off, we're getting a new Superman. That's the easiest thing. If tomorrow JJ just said, you know what, Henry, I'm just rebooting Superman. I don't care. The second he says that, Henry Cavill will start singing for the Snyder Cut. I'm telling you right now. He'll sing. He'll sing the hashtag because he only is not doing it because he thinks there's a better option for him. The second there is no option and JJ says, I'm going with a young Superman or an old Superman, I'm going a whole different direction. So peace out. Henry Cavill's going to be like, all right, with Snyder Cut, because now he needs Snyder Cut to come out. But right now he doesn't need it. He'd rather be if he had the choice between being Superman again in a solo movie under JJ Abrams versus just releasing an old black and white movie that he's not going to get paid for, that people are going to hate anyways. What do you think he's going to choose? He's only going to choose the solo movie. And his management is telling him that. So I see both sides of it. But sadly, again, loyalty is something. I'm not going to get into any of the behind-the-scenes stuff. But like, it does count for something. And I think we're all disappointed in Henry Cavill. But at the same time, we have to be realistic and see that, okay, on a business point of view, he did what was right for his business, you know? Like, it's not about family and oh my god, you know, I have to be with you, you know, it's not like that, you know. That's like how Cleveland fans were when LeBron left Cleveland, that oh my god, you missed the storyline up. Like, nah, this guy did what I do for family, same thing. And that's what Henry Cavill wants. He's doing from what he wants for himself, you know. He doesn't care.
I can't believe Sean just compared freaking LeBron James to Henry freaking Cavill.
Listen, oh, I'm saying like they do what's best for them, you know. Like LeBron was never gonna win a championship. Listen, was LeBron gonna win a championship with the 2010 Cavaliers? No. But he won because he left.
That's true. That's true. That was not a bad
comparison. Yeah, remember, and all I know is that Zack Snyder shot the scene of Superman doing the shirt rip. The shirt rip is like the most iconic Superman pose.
What does that do to anything?
In history. Now, point I'm making. That's the classic Superman. And when he did that shirt rip and he flies away, maybe the flyaway wasn't Snyder, but the shirt rip was Snyder.
The flyaway definitely wasn't Snyder.
But the shirt rip was. The point is, imagine you leave Superman at that point. He's ready for a solo movie now. Like, he is the Superman that everyone's been waiting for. He's back. He's alive. He's good. He's a good guy. He's shirt ripped. He goes, Superman. That's the perfect stage for a new Superman movie.
You know, I don't think Darkseid can pull up.
No.
I feel like that was a scene right before the last scene. Showing a very ominous, grim thing to come, which is Darkseid.
Oh, you know, that's fine. But it still doesn't hurt Man of Steel 2. Like, or it wouldn't ever be called Man of Steel 2. It'd be called whatever, Superman 2. It must be
his management telling him that if this comes out, you're done.
His management is very strange, no doubt about it. Very strange.
It's stupid. That's what I think.
Yeah, I mean, his management. Listen, all I can say is if tomorrow J.J. Abrams, well, we'll never find out after Star Wars comes out. But if J.J. did cast Superman, because the way Henry Cavill's talking, I don't know if he's being really disingenuous on every level, or if there actually is some kind of behind the scenes negotiation that's already happened, where he's already maybe Superman. You know, like he already has something in place for being Superman again, and he's just waiting for the right time to announce it. Or he's just talking to them.
All I know is, in January, Chris Terrier is going to sing like a freaking bird, and I can't wait for it.
That's pretty much it. I think the Snyder Cut is coming out, and I think, you know, in a perfect world, they're not conflicting ideas, you know? The Snyder Cut can come up, and we can get a Superman sequel where he is the... Listen, it's not like we don't want to see it either. We would love to see a Superman movie where he is Superman, you know? Where he's like talking to civilians, where he's smiling. Like, that's going to be sick. Like, if Joss Whedon didn't ruin it, you know? Like, that's the kind of Superman eventually we were going to get to. It's just going to be written better. Like, we all want to see it. Like, let's not pretend we didn't. We all want to see the very hopeful Superman on screen. And Henry Cavill can kill it.
That's the point. But you just said that. The last scene of Justice League, of him ripping the shirt, that was a lead-in. You are at that point now. Now you can...
And in his head... Since that scene is also in the Whedon cut, why do you need the Snyder cut? What's it to him? For him, he says he's already ready for a new film. So it's one of those weird things. Either way, this is a pretty big discussion. So what do you guys think about all of this? Let us know in the comments below. From myself, from Zion, from Umar, and from Samir, this is the Furuki Bros. We'll see you next time.